Watch, anti-Israel protesters clash with police. Toss smoke bombs after storming Harris NYC event. By Simon Kent on August 15, 2024. Hundreds of anti-Israel protesters swamped an after-party celebrating a Vice President Kamala Harris rally in New York City on Wednesday night, tossing smoke bombs, chanting slogans, and clashing with police as the wild melee unfolded. The disruption began when a large crowd of protesters accompanied by drums and music began waving banners outside the unofficial Democrats' support event at a restaurant in Harlem, New York. In video footage released by Sky News, demonstrators were seen lining the street before entering the restaurant and challenging rally-goers. Mayor Eric Adams, Governor Kathy Hochul, Attorney General Letitia James, and other Democratic supporters were present at the besieged event. The angry mob of around 50 protesters swamped the Bird in Hand on Broadway and West 146th Street as stunned patrons looked on, according to footage from the scene. Watch, anti-Israel protesters swamped Kamala Harris after party in NYC. Harris and her running mate, Tim Walz, did not appear. "You set Palestine on fire," one of the protesters was heard yelling while another cried shame. The video footage captured the vociferous anti-Israel protests creating a ruckus and setting off smoke bombs. "How dare you," another yelled. Police were seen fighting off the protesters and making arrests as they sought to disperse the activists, the New York Post reports. This is not the first time Harris has been challenged by pro-Palestinian supporters. One week ago, she could be heard coldly chiding pro-Palestinian activists at her rally in Michigan as the movement that once threatened President Joe Biden's re-election bid now haunts Harris's campaign. Protesters could be heard chanting, "Kamala, Kamala, you can't hide. We won't vote for genocide," while Harris was levying attacks on former President Donald Trump. During the first disruption in her speech, Harris said, "I am here because we believe in democracy. Everyone's voice matters, but I am speaking now." But after protesters would not let up, she snapped at them and shot them a cold look. "You know what, if you want Donald Trump to win, then say that. Otherwise, I'm speaking," she exclaimed. She then stared down the protesters for at least 15 seconds as her supporters cheered the silencing of the uncommitted protesters. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.